Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight-up screamer!
Download our app today and enjoy straight-up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same-game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
Hey, let's turn our attention now to sporting media. We do that every week with the course leader of sports degrees at Holmes Glen, Sam Duncan. Hello, mate.
G'day, Sam. Good to be with you.
Hey, mate, we don't have a ton of time, and I apologise for that, but I want to talk to you about State of Origin. So it's one of my favourite times of the year is Origin time in the NRL. I love it. Gets up to about 3 million viewers across the country. It has massive cut-through in non-NRL states and would add huge value to their media rights deal overall. Your take on State of Origin, and what can the AFL do of a similar nature? It's not so much about bringing back Origin, but how do you add something so valuable to your overall asset?
Yeah, well, you're 100%. I mean, it is absolutely the jewel in the NRL crowd, really. I mean, that includes consideration of the NRL Grand Final. I mean, this three-game series, as you articulated, is massive in the NRL heartland. It has genuine cut-through in the non-NRL states. It is worth an estimated $100 million, both in terms of revenue that it generates, but also value of media rights. I mean, when they were bidding the broadcasters back in 2015-16, those rights, it was estimated that the State of Origin would make up about a third of the overall value, valued at about $500 million. So what its strength is also is that it's authentic, right? Mm. I mean, the buy-in and passion from the fans, the buy-in and passion from the players. So that can be hard to replicate, but certainly from an AFL perspective, a lot of ideas get floated, and one of them is like the...
Please don't
the
say three... AFLX.
Oh, no. Well, that's been tried and failed. One of them that is equally as divisive is the proposal to have a three-game grand final series where, you know, you've got buy-in from fans, where stakes are high, where you have three games that are going to attract huge audiences and interest, where you can potentially shop one around to another state. I mean, we know from the grand final being in Brisbane and Perth how big those respective audiences were when the grand final was there. And in doing so, you're adding value. Now, whether it'll ever happen or not, we'll see, but it's certainly one of the proposals that's been floated to add value to the competition.
Before we let you go, reported through the week that Perth are going to replace the Gabba as the launching pad to the Test summer. They're looking to capture that prime time TV audience and ensure the Test season gets launched in a way that can maximise the most eyes on the product. How defining has day-night cricket been to you? We've been talking about whether to play a twilight or a night grand final for very similar reasons. How tactical is this, and would we ever get to a stage where all tests are played in that day-night sort of slot?
I think we will. I mean, you know, cricket's a little bit different in that two massive test matches, the Boxing Day test and the Sydney test, are played when a lot of people are on holiday. So yeah, a lot of people are at home watching on TV.
And you'd expect that to always stay like that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. But for all other matches, I think it's becoming a no-brainer. I mean, if you want to be popular, you have to be seen. And if you are launching, if you are launching your Test cricket season at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. on a Thursday, when the large majority of people are at work and unable to attend or watch, and the second day is going to be played on a Friday at 10 or 11 a.m. when most people are at work, and the first time people can properly invest is day three, I mean, it no longer makes sense. Those time slots are really for a bygone era. And I know there is great debate about the balance between bat and ball and the influence that, you know, playing in the evening has on that. So, you know, traditionalists make their strong point on that. But I think eventually the commercial realities of having a product that needs to be accessible is going to win the day. And I also think it's a good idea for them to be starting, you know, on the last Saturday in November, as they've suggested, because then they can have a build-up. I've long thought Cricket Australia don't build up the start of their season nearly adequately. And so the way they're speaking, I think, leads me to believe at least they're going to have a crack at building some fanfare and getting everybody engaged late November. And hopefully that carries right through the summer of cricket.
Hey, just quickly, we've got about 20 seconds, but I've just had a great text here from AG. He said, imagine even Wednesday night games getting 3 million viewers, but apparently it won't work for AFL Grand Final. The idea of Wednesday night footy, which we've done a little bit, we might talk about that next week, you and I. And I'm going to set you some homework. I'm going to ask you next week, how dangerous is it? And this is off the back of the dissent communication. How dangerous is it for a fan base, a constituency, to lose faith in the way that they're spoken to or not spoken to by the stewards of the game? That's your homework for next week, Sammy.
Looking forward to it, Sam. Always lots to talk about in the world of sports media.
Absolutely. Sam Duncan from Holmes Glen. He is their course leader of the sports degrees at Holmes Glen. Jump on the Holmes Glen website and he can be the man that's teaching you about this very industry, Holmes Glen TAFE. Check out their website. Hey, we'll be back on the other side of this. Future stars, all thanks to Bravo Management, up next.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.